Audio EU3.
Hi, I am Liam.
Hello, I am Maya.
Hi, I am Chloe.
And I am Noah. We are going to explore the world of smart shopping and price psychology.
Imagine a learner who finally has enough money to buy a high-quality laptop. They open their browser and start searching for the best deal. They see sales everywhere and flashing banners promising huge discounts. This learner needs to be careful, because the world of online shopping is full of psychological traps. The first thing to understand is how unit prices work. Even for a laptop, you should look at the base value compared to the extras included. Prices vary greatly depending on the vendor and the location. One store might offer a low price but charge a massive amount for shipping. Another might have a higher price but include a better warranty. As a learner, you must know how to calculate and interpret the final price before you click buy. This is not just about finding the cheapest option, but about finding the fair price. Inflation also plays a role, as the purchasing power of your money can vary over time. If you see prices rising across the board, you might need to manage the impact by delaying your purchase or seeking out a substitute. Being a smart shopper means looking past the flashy colors and focusing on the actual value of the product.
That is very important, Liam. But did you know that the price you see might be different from the price I see? This is because of online price variance. Many websites use cookies and your digital footprint to track your browsing history. If a website sees that you have visited several times looking for the same laptop, they might raise the price because they know you are ready to buy. They might also change the price based on your location or even the type of device you are using to browse. This is why it is vital to use reliable comparison tools. However, a learner must understand that information from these tools can sometimes be incomplete or partial. Some tools are paid by companies to show their products first. You should always compare prices across different channels, including both brick-and-mortar stores and online providers. Being confident in using these tools, while remaining critical of the information they provide, is a key skill. It allows you to make decisions based on facts, rather than hidden algorithms. You can even try opening a private browser window to see if the price changes when your cookies are gone.
When you are shopping online, you also have to watch out for hidden costs. If you are ordering a laptop from a vendor outside of the European Union, the price on the ticket is almost never the final price. You must take into account shipping costs and customs duties. These can add hundreds of euros to your total. There is also the matter of taxes. In some regions, the tax is added only at the end of the checkout process. A learner should always estimate the final consumer price by adding the base price, plus shipping, plus tax, plus any duties. If you are not careful, you might find yourself with a surprise bill when the package arrives at your door. This is also where the concept of opportunity cost comes in. The money you spend on a laptop is no longer available for something else, like a training course or a vacation. You should always consider the overall utility of a purchase. Do not let sunk costs influence you either. Just because you spent money on a repair in the past does not mean you should keep pouring money into an old machine if a new one is more efficient. Learning to calculate these factors properly is a huge step toward financial independence.
As we look for the best value, we must also consider our impact on the world. Many learners are now looking for green choices. You might see products labeled as eco-friendly or sustainable. But be aware of greenwashing, which is when a company makes a product sound better for the environment than it actually is. To avoid this, you should look for official standards like the European Union Eco Label or the Energy Rating Scale. These labels are regulated and provide trustworthy information. You might also consider sustainable alternatives, like buying a refurbished or secondhand laptop. These options often cost much less and are better for the planet. The European Union Taxonomy for Sustainable Economic Activities is a great resource for understanding which companies are truly making an effort. Being motivated to research these labels helps you align your spending with your personal values. It is very empowering to know that your individual economic decisions have a broader impact on the sustainability of our society. You are not just a consumer, You are a person who can choose to support companies that care about the future.
One of the most powerful tools a learner has in the European Union is the right to return a purchase. If you buy a laptop online, you have a 14-day cooling-off period. This means you can return the product for any reason within 14 days of receiving it for a full refund. This right exists because you cannot see or touch the product in person before you buy it. You should always check the return policies and information disclosure before you commit. Being confident to use this right means you do not have to feel stuck with a purchase that does not meet your needs. It is also important to recognize the impact of media and advertising. Tailored online ads can have a powerful impact on what you think you want. They use your data to show you exactly what might tempt you. You should develop strategies to minimize impulsive shopping caused by this social pressure. Taking steps to make informed and objective decisions is the best way to avoid overspending. Remember, you always have the right to say no to a sales offer that is unsatisfactory or unwanted.
Beyond the initial purchase, you must think about the long-term implications. A laptop often comes with ongoing costs, like insurance storage or software subscriptions. You should be aware of when these subscriptions end and if they will renew automatically. These recurring payments can add up quickly and affect your future budget. Some vendors might offer to spread your payments over time. While this can make a large purchase feel easier, it often comes with interest, which increases the total cost of the item. As a learner, you should make an informed decision about whether to buy immediately or delay the purchase until you have saved the full amount. Delaying a purchase is often a very smart strategy because it gives you time to consider if you truly need the item. It also protects you from the pressure of special offers that are designed to make you act quickly without thinking. Being confident in your decision to wait is a sign of financial maturity. You are in control of your timeline and your money.
To make this easier, let us look at some clear pros and cons. A pro of shopping online is the ability to compare hundreds of vendors at once. A con is the risk of hidden customs duties if the shop is outside the European Union. A pro of choosing sustainable products is a long-term benefit to the environment and often a higher quality of build. A con is that the initial price might be slightly higher than a standard model. A pro of the 14-day return right is the peace of mind it gives you. A con is the effort required to pack and ship the item back. By listing these out, you can see the full picture. My biggest tip for a learner is to always search for the unit price and ignore the large sale signs. Also, always keep your digital receipts as evidence of your purchase. These small habits will protect you from many common mistakes. You have the power to be an informed and confident consumer who makes choices that are good for your wallet and the world.
Everything we have discussed today is meant to help you navigate the complex world of modern commerce. You now know about price psychology and how to spot tailored ads. You understand the importance of calculating the final price and looking for official eco-labels. Most importantly, you know that you have rights as a learner in the European Union that protect you from unfair practices. Taking the time to understand these concepts is a very uplifting step. It means you are no longer just reacting to advertisements, but making proactive choices. We encourage you to be a motivated researcher who asks questions and looks for the best value. This knowledge will serve you well every time you make a purchase, whether it is something small like a pair of headphones or something large like a computer. You are doing a fantastic job by focusing on these essential skills.
Remember that the examples we shared today are just the beginning. You will find much more detail in the full lesson, including the exact steps for calculating customs duties and a complete list of sustainable standards. Reading the full text will give you the formulas and guides you need to be a true expert. Stay curious and always keep your long-term goals in mind when you are shopping. The more informed you are, the more successful you will be in managing your financial life. Thank you for joining us today and for taking your learning seriously. We believe in your ability to make smart decisions that will lead to a bright and secure future.
Take care of your budget.
Stay smart.
and keep learning.
Goodbye.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.